Dogen Zenji's housing the vow to become enlightened. This is the chant that we always chant, we always read before each teisho. Pray that you take these words to heart, that you make this your very own vow, our one in our vow to attain enlightenment. We are not separate, not divided. I vow. This vow, this promise, truly arises from existence. It arises from truth itself. The vow to attain enlightenment is the vow of genuine mind. It is not merely the longing of an artificially created, of an imagined me. It's not a small promise. Your vow is the vow of your true self. I vow one with all beings. Your true self is all being. All beings, no one, not a thing, is excluded. Everything arises now, here. Relation with causes and conditions in perfect interdependence. All things arise perfectly together. Together with all beings, one with all being, now, here, now, here. All being is now here. So, I vow one with all beings is the vow of genuine self. One, not a thing, is separate. Distant, cut off, isolated, in bits and pieces. Anytime, anywhere, every time, everywhere, all being is one unity, one body. We call it the genuine, we call it truth, we call it true self. I vow one with all beings. Your vow embodies life, vital, immediate. Truth is vital, truth is immediate. I vow one with all beings in this life and in all lives to come. This life. Look. Right before your eyes, now here, this. Truth is revealing itself honestly, in all its totality, now here. In this life and all lives to come, I vow one with all beings to hear true Dharma, and when I hear it, I will believe without the slightest doubt. I will believe in the teaching of truth, one truth, in this life and in all lives to come. Receiving this all-embracing truth, you are truth itself and nothing but truth itself. Already, just as you are, no matter what happens, no matter what arises. What's more, truth is life. There is only everlasting self and nothing but. You are here now, hearing true Dharma. Your vow is to hear it and to have faith, believe. This is the true teaching. Genuine self is one. There is only true self, nothing artificial. You, genuine self are perpetually blessed with all the universe. Heaven and earth, one root. All the myriad things, one body. One mind, one self. Nothing is excluded. Nothing is superfluous. So, perfect. No matter who, when, where, what, it is a manifestation of perfect one truth. This self can definitely not be grasped, not held. True self, there is no clinging, no being caught up restlessly or arrogantly. Above and below the heavens, there is only one self. Prince Siddhartha, who would become Buddha, wanted to guard and protect all beings. He wanted to save all beings. He wanted to relieve all beings of our pain and worries and anguish. Shakyamuni Buddha's vow is to get to attain enlightenment for the sake of all beings. This is the vow of true self. This is your very own vow. Fueled by the vow to attain enlightenment to save all beings, the Buddha dedicated himself to practice to awakening. The time of awakening comes for all beings. There's nothing strange or unusual about it. Self awakens to self. As long as you continue to sleep, the eye remains shut to truth, but awakening will come for you. Now you are still dreaming the dream of worldly views. Self and other are separate, apart in your dream. I do this, I make this, my thoughts, my feelings, I get this, that. Everything is in opposition to I, me, mine. So you are jerked this way and that in the turmoil of duality. This we call worldly views. If there is duality, discriminating thought, this and that, two lined up, there will be three, four, five, six, to infinity. This and that, is, isn't, good, bad. The starting point of opposition is a false, deluded notion of self, looking away from true self. As long as you are clinging to a notion of a limited, fixed me, you will be self-serving. Your actions and thoughts will be self-serving. Partial to self, you will deny or overlook or look down upon whatever does not fall into line with what you want for yourself. You will, in the end, favor yourself. Because you are favoring a phantom, an artifice, this world is a world of suffering. You don't know what you can rely upon. What you attempt to rely upon is not reliable. Of course, there may be those of you who do know what you can rely upon, who are not in confusion, who sense that there is nowhere any such thing as a fixed self. You know this because you have carried connection with Buddha Dharma from past lives. So when you hear the words, I am heaven and earth, it rings true for you. It sounds natural. When I hear true Dharma, may I drop worldly views and receive and embrace Buddha Dharma. We are each different in the way that we receive and embrace Buddha Dharma. To all things there are levels. It is only when you can open wide and let go of self-cherishing that you realize once and for all, heaven and earth, one root, all the myriad things, one body. This is the one truth, the truth of inherent oneness. Ultimately, one with the great earth and all living beings, I attained the Buddha way. A baby is born, a baby of true mind. Even when Shakyamuni Buddha had his profound awakening to truth, he shouted in amazement, "All heaven and earth, myself." Ultimately, at last, together with the great earth and all living beings, I attained the way. Your practice is just this one doing. Now, here, true mind. This one breath. This one breath. All the universe is this one breath. Please receive all the world, all the universe, now, here, in this one breath. I am not asking you to do anything unreasonable. True self is most immediate. Most direct, most intimate. But as long as you continue to divide and separate, discriminating thought, this and that, truth is not yet intimate. Not yet. Not yet. Still more. Truth, this one truth, is indestructible. No matter what arises, it is immovable. Realize truth and you will understand that all is well. What's more, it is not just you yourself, a small self, for whom all is well. You won't be saying, "I'm taken care of now, I have peace of mind, I am satisfied." It's not the feeble dream of I, me, mine, which seeks to make its own world warm. Truly, all beings are, from the start, perfectly saved. Not a thing is left out, not a tiny ant, not a little piece of dust. This one truth is universal, perfect. Even Shakyamuni Buddha was surprised. Wonder of wonders, wonder of wonders. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. There is no one to be saved. Having profoundly seen into this eternal one truth, Shakyamuni Buddha knew that all beings are inherently saved. There is no one to save. This is the cry of one truth. Shakyamuni Buddha could now enter nirvana. But it is said that the Lord of the heavens saw him from afar and pleaded with the Buddha, turn the Dharma wheel for all the many beings still absorbed in the habit of self-cherishing. salvation is inherently ours, but we fail to see it. We are forever embraced in the loving arms of Mother's mind, and all we do is complain. Because of topsy-turvy thinking, we fail to perceive our inherent Buddha nature. Because of topsy-turvy, upside-down thinking, we fail to perceive our inherent Buddha nature. So while receiving all blessings, we don't receive. While seeing truth, we do not see. We remain busy constructing illusions. But even so, this one truth is ever present, eternal. It is now here, now here. This one truth is unchangeable. I pray that you may throw heart and soul into genuine self. May you throw heart and soul into genuine self, into this one breath. I pray that you not look away. May you be one with truth as it unfolds now, here. If you still aren't really clear about what you are here for, if you want to clarify some point, please ask me in Doksan. You must be absolutely clear. I vow to attain enlightenment for the sake of all beings. I will not waver as thoughts arise, let them go. I will let go of the habit of looking off. I will stay one with this one breath. Just set aside body and mind. Forget about them. Throw them into the house of Buddha. Steadily, steadily, give yourself all your energy to your practice. Then all is done by Buddha. When you follow this, you are free from birth and death and become Buddha without effort or calculation. Our blessings are limitless. No matter how zealously we show our gratitude, no matter how enthusiastically we work to repay the kindness that we receive, we can never respond fully. We cannot never answer fully for our blessings. But how wonderful it will be for you to come to understand that for yourself, that your blessings are inexhaustible. So don't hesitate, don't hold back. Answer to the blessings that you are forever receiving. Show your appreciation, your gratitude. Do this one doing. Chitante. Realize that you are receiving the infinite blessings of the universe. Attach no notion of a stingy, limited, fixed disposition. Your way of walking will change. Your movements will change. The light in your eyes will change. Your voice will change. With understanding, your world will change. Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. Please, just do it. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.